incident by the I find saying that name really interesting. Cool text on the text machine come through. I'm so jealous to whoever went to the show. Apparently, I didn't even know it was happening, and Tom Tremuen told me that they were playing last Thursday, so whoever went, I'm so bloody jealous. Anyway, we have a guest on the show today, which I'm really excited to announce. We've got Heidi Simpson!
Hey!
I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
So excited to be here.
Yeah, you've been working recently, releasing so much music.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. And speaking of, she's here to tell us about her latest single, Best Keep Secret.
Whoa! Sort of like a southern accent going on there.
What that was. I really can't speak today.
I like that.
Best Kept Secret. Luckily, the single. I'm really struggling today. I'm so sorry. So, how's it? What's it been like? Because is this your last single you're releasing before the EP?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to release one more single for the EP, but that'll probably be late January, early next year, kind of time. And so, this is my last single of the year. And yeah, it's quite pop, and it's probably like my happiest song, and I was like, cool, like summer song.
It's a very sweet song. Like, listening to the themes of the song, I assume is about like knowing the I guess more intimate parts of someone.
Yeah it's kind of about like being with someone and wishing that other people could know them the way that you do, but also it being a nice thing at the same time that you get something that's like all to yourself.
No, that's nice. I was thinking, because you've got quite like a pop sound, and I feel like we've talked about this before, but just like that's not really a sound that is very prominent coming out in New Zealand right now. But how did you come about like the sound that you've been creating?
I feel like I've always listened to like quite a mix of music, but I've always been such a fan of like pop music growing up. I feel like it definitely influenced me a lot, and I've always wanted to make, I guess, in just music in the indie pop realm. And so I feel like, yeah, the music I'm making at the moment is kind of a mix in between that sound, where sometimes it's more bandy and sometimes it's just kind of straight up pop. But I want to be able to do any of it, and I really enjoy listening to pop music, and I feel like especially at the moment, like it feels like it's kind of coming back a little bit. But there isn't really a huge pop music scene in New Zealand, so it'd be cool if there was more of like a indie pop sound happening.
I feel like also because your music is quite fun, like I don't know, it's quite joyful, even though your, as you said, like your previous music is it's not like happy, but I feel like it comes across that it's quite like I can't think of a better word, but fun.
I don't know, like I feel like it's a bit like I feel like it's not serious sometimes. Like it's a bit like silly.
Definitely. I feel like a lot of the time, especially me, I'm so serious and somber sometimes, but I feel like some music is, you know, is just should be there just because you want to have a little bit of a dance.
Exactly. Like I feel like it's like a bit of escapism from every day. I mean, some of my songs are like the opposite of that, and then some is like purely like living in a bit of a fantasy.
I mean, it's cool that you have, with what little music you've released thus far, is there's such a big range of stuff that you've been putting out.
Definitely. And I feel like I'm just excited to see where it goes. I'm making like more stuff at the moment. Like I decided last week, I'm like, okay, I'm making an album, like starting right now. So you heard it here first. Like,
oh my gosh, Heidi Simpson album coming to you shortly. And you released some visualizers and video. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of released, well, I posted a random visualizer that I made literally just like on my phone on CapCut. just some videos from my Japan trip recently, kind of like put together, just that I filmed on like my digicam. And then, I did like a couple of those. And then I'm actually about to start making a new music video soon, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I had a meeting about it yesterday, and it's going to be really cool. So,
Do you feel like the visual world, you're excited to kind of develop that?
Yeah, I think that's something I really want to work on a lot more, because I feel like it's something that, like, I don't have time to really hone in on my own. So I feel like I'm excited to, like, collaborate with people a bit more on that and, like, create a bit more of a visual world around my music.
I mean, I think even with your, like, covers thus far, like, the images that have gone alongside your singles, it is very, like, clear and distinct. Like, it looks like you.
Well, I'm glad that that's coming across.
Yeah. I feel like even if you haven't, like, got it, you want to do more. I think you're doing so slay
on the journey towards it being a bit more clear. But I think I always try and make sure that it feels cohesive and, like, the images, like, sit together, and, you know,
it's like girls curating their IG.
Good. No, we've been developing the skill since we were very young. Literally. So it's really coming in handy.
Everything's got to look gorgeous and, like,
The feed.
So you are going to be playing a few acoustic songs this evening, I hear.
Yeah, so Rita May has just released her EP, and she's doing a little EP release show.
Nice.
Well, it's like a release part celebration, I guess it is. But yeah, I'm playing a couple of acoustic songs, and then so is Gloria Lang, Amber Luck, and Gracie Moller. So it'll be cool.
Oh my gosh, the girls are girling tonight.
Yeah, the girls are going to be on the guitars.
Absolutely.
It's in Kingsland. I can't reach my phone, so I can't remember where it is, but it's somewhere in Kingsland.
You can probably find it online.
Yeah, just look it up.
Yeah, be a little Google sleuth.
Yeah.
No, that's so exciting. Have you performed much live?
Yeah, I mean... kind of. I've done a few shows throughout this year and throughout the last couple of years, and I have, like, an awesome band that I play with, but I want to do more. I think next year is going to be the year of doing consistent shows.
Fun!
But yeah, I'm so keen to start playing more shows, because I feel like it is just the most fun thing ever, and I'd love to, like, work on a stage show a bit more and get, like, really confident and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Because do you find that aspect of music quite daunting, like, putting on live shows?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like it's not too bad, and I always have such a good time, but I would love for it to just become really natural and just to get really good at that skill, because I feel like even though it's not, like, I really enjoy doing it, but I just don't do it enough for it to be, like, a skill that I've developed strongly. Right. Yeah.
I mean, comes with time.
Yeah, but that's my 2025 goal. It's going to be the year of
album,
shows.
Live music, bus,
everything
club,
is coming
club.
Together.
No, you're doing so well. I think we should play your song now.
Play it.
Yeah. Yay! Do you want to introduce her for us?
Yeah, so this is Best Kept Secret. Yep. It came out last Friday. You can go listen to it on all the places you listen to music.
Or you can listen to it right now if you stay tuned to 95 PFM. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to me. It's been so fun.
Thank you for having me.
I love yapping to you. It's always a good time.
Yes.
Anyway, this is Best Kept Secret, Heidi Simpson.
I keep a picture of your face inside a locket.
How good is that? That's Best Kept Secret by Heidi Simpson. We're so happy to have her on the bed. Text in 53955 if you want to show us some love. We're going to take a real quick break. 95.